interesting idea. Now I may come out from Tok Tok, blo Dr. Welshman Gegeo, especially lo side lo culture and traditions blo yumi lo country. For example, plan the Asian country o kata use him langus blo kata for read and write compare with them yumi lo Solomon Islands. This one hem minim for yumi, English hem also one for la foreign langus, ya? And before beginning hem lanem English, langus we hem born come with them now first one for hem save, then Solomon Pidgin, before hem save lanem English lo school. But how now this fella ting ting is have happen? Osem Dr. Gegeo, but him explain him come.
I think me very straightforward, yeah, Rickson. One now is that there's enough literature, what are books and publications what write him about custom in the Solomon Islands. I mean, even though what books him for the most part, what people overseas know what to write him, but still him about culture blue yumi. So yumi got enough material for using as text for teaching law school. There's enough, and also yumi should do himself work with also community programs where especially I think start. Some of secondary school come up here, or even if female agreements go back, you know, like senior primary also, and then certainly at the university level. But I think Yumi need to involve with the elders of Yumi, with the way Savi custom also, with the come and also guest lectures or guest appearance or with the workshop or with the symposium or the seminars also. It's very, I mean, there's no other way for go about here, and that's the only way to do it here, because with the all of Yumi the home now, both men and women, or now like knowledge of Yumi here. But I know, but I have more than textbook, yeah. So I mean, now me say you should involve what there, and it may mean like me say that maybe a Ministry of Education blow you may maybe make himself a program, outreach program where this easy him come inside. But I think him very straightforward, Norma. It's just a matter of setting down, planning out, strategizing how he may go about it. But the knowledge is there, and one benefit lo do him also too, like he may keep him culture also blow you may also, yeah. Because others people say, oh, you may write him, well, write him down custom him one way of keeping culture, yeah. But I think when you meet to first talk up this time, you for the face-to-face interaction now, and nothing beats that. I mean, no textbooks beat that one. So I think one thing you will look strongly him, and I think you've used the right word like informal education or informal education. But you may combine him both formal and informal education. Yeah. I think by him very strong. Yeah.
Dr. Welshman, hemi go ahead more for tell him that interest lo this fella ting, hemi go ahead for grow. Long here do me go ahead for ask him Dr. Welshman about him one him, hemi ting him, side law education service delivery and standard blue education law candere. Dr. Welshman, hemi share him come more. Some fella ting ting.
Oh, here, lo senior, me run across a lot of lecturers here, yeah. We're with a very interested lo custom, yeah. Lo teaching custom, like also a custom way for teaching me, pedagogy also a custom. Yeah. What a very interested lo him, yeah. But I think there is not an emphasis yet for what the doing so. And I think, yeah, no, what I should do him, yeah. Should encourage him. So, yeah, me thinking me do him this one.
And looking at the way education has been delivered inside lo country, education services, schools, teaching, and also curriculum. It's very much part of it. How have we delivered? What now you say? Tell him about
it. I think, again, I have to sort of like give us credit for that. But I think, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, I think the mass media can really play a major part in that, in this, what you may talk about here. Through both print media and broadcasting, that's right, yes. And so through programs, or maybe special dialogue section over the newspapers here also. Because me, former journalist here, we used to work at SIBC a long time ago, over the 70s, yeah, so over the easy also, me for also covering too, yeah. And there used to be, when you, Solomon Star, for example, I'm started by late John Lamani, my name is World SIBC, a news writer. Yeah. Mifel used to have the programs here, also, yeah, special featured programs for education, mass information for educating mass. So, besides sort of the formal aspect of education, like schools, also, yeah, I think the mass media can play a very major and very effective role in educating our people, that you may talk about here. Yeah.
The standard of education, like Ministry of Education, with its partners, especially the donor partners, hem try for keeping in track like the level of literacy inside local country and also man. So for the past years come, one felicia gotta find him now is that students got a little bit finding problem for constructing sentences with a meaning and also side of literacy now, yeah. And then kakamap lo this year no more there is improvement lo that one yeah. But now you think him should happen and where him happen finish.
Yeah. When it comes to literacy may tricky a little bit, yeah. For one thing, most lessons are teaching in foreign language, English also. And so that already has me barrier finish, yeah. And some fellow, not every one of us, not every person, but me good for reading English. Or because when you write also, the mindset, look, cognitively, you must switch a little bit, sure. Yeah. Make him so that, say, a kid, he write him sentence, he sound grammatically correct. Well, grammatically correct according to what language also? That's him, you must ask it. According to English, according to Roviano, according to Choisel, or what? Or Chikopio also, yeah. So the question also, me asking him, yeah. But I think one thing me look into is that there is not much investment in what the classes will teach about literacy. Like for the most part, when you talk about literacy, I'm just also like reading and reading good and also. But literacy more than that, yeah. I mean, really also like cognitive transformation, yeah, for our students to start, you know, thinking so literacy aim high. It has to take a lot of dedication on the part of students themselves and part of the teachers and also the text could use him, yeah. Because as you mentioned, and that's very good news, that literacy rate will him go up. That's very good. It means that students must understand, yeah, when I'm now got this talk about it, and when nobody uses, say, text for teacher, do they understand this? Because understanding is the most fundamental, basic thing about literacy. No? Yeah, without an understanding, and for that to happen, it takes teachers who are also very well trained in the area of literacy, because you cannot just pick a book, teach, and then hope that somebody will pick it up. So I think if our literacy rate will go up, as you mentioned, I think some further research need to be done on him. Why not him go up? Because it could be that our teachers are well-trained, or that we are getting a new batch of well-trained teachers of literacy, or maybe he got him good text, or maybe that the students are putting more time into their education, and so could learn him something. So it involves a lot of issues or factors here. And so, like you said, him go up. I'm curious, because, you know, when him make up go up, yeah, we need to do research on that.
With him, okay, the thing, yeah. When him you save learn him, when him you think should and must happen side lo education lo country. Stop listen come for more time Dr. Welshman Gegeo by him come and story with him you me.
Tell him ting ting, give him you opportunity for raising issues with him clear mind and no for target him anyone. Tell him ting ting, here lo SIBC.
This might take you back to your early years lo education in terms of how accessible now education service is. Talking from your experience, time you start in school, lo home, lo those years back here compared to now, how now you looking at accessibility blow education services?
Very good question, Rickson, because time blow me for mostly church schools, yeah, but the church look at around in school, yeah. And so, I mean, for the most part, I'm free first time, yeah, like but kids go school no more, or also learning 1, 2, 3 no more, several sing no more, but it's still laying the foundation for what I mean, we call him the big word education, yeah. For the most part, I'm free, I'm very accessible. I mean, one way you educate him accessible, I'm free, yeah. So him come up, and then through the years, so what the government and what the church see that they need to pay for their uniform and all them, yeah. So what's that charging fee? And so him become a bit more difficult now. So the whole idea of inaccessibility start built from there. But there's no way around it. Him inevitable, yeah, you have to pay for it, yeah. Go come up this time, him education everywhere, normal the whole world now. And him very expensive. I mean, even time, just time me go to university, him start for go up now, yeah. This time, yeah, me look back, me say, oh my, lucky enough. I mean, I went to university, I mean, you did, yeah, because I would not have afforded it, yeah. So, inaccessibility, one for the reason why I'm inaccessible, yeah, I mean, very high. So, how now you mean, so we make him accessible a little bit, despite the fact that him has to be, I think, scholarship also? Yeah, government make him scholarship. And I know that government, at the level of tertiary university, government blowing him, been doing very good job, yeah. Like, for example, USP, Laudala, when we start before coming here, to show dedication, or devotion or commitment blow government blew me for education now. You me solo now, like the second largest student body of USP, yeah. So that speaks volume to the investment that government let me put him blew. But I think some fella scholarship, I think we make him a little bit more. And I think one fella, something we look at me a bit, again from my being here for this 1 year, is the way that administration him run him school education programs here. Yeah. Sometimes plenty students stand online for registration, go I'm dark no mana. I think the work mindset needs to be revamped a little bit, because education is like anything else. Anything that him stand in the way of system and go forward, but him make him inaccessible now. And there's so many things, but scholarship and students have to show their own dedication to education. Commission, and then me not being out of the province yet, I have to do that. But I think maybe making more schools more accessible also, yeah. And so it's a very important question, but at the same time also a very difficult one, yeah, because we can talk about the accessibility of scholarship money, but then one say, well, what about administration? What about human resources? HR, human resources also, because so many things play into the system, not just one. We cannot just look at accessibility of scholarship. And so I have no answer now. No more, but plan is something come inside here. Sometimes attitude block at the workers towards students, that one plays a very major role in how students feel about themselves, yeah, and how they have access to education, like being registered for courses, so-called. So it's so many things.
Accessibility of education. Now, main thing, where Dr. Welshman, hemi story come about him, yeah, and me wonder, when I'm now hemi thing him about him, onset, blo technology, blo education. Also, you may be in here come finish and save waka for make rere lo one fella place for first undersea cable block candere. Hemi go ahead this time. Wait em fast internet connection and plan the bandwidth where candere babaya garem once this fella fiber optic cable hemi finish. How now babaya hemi affect him education lo candere? Me ask him Dr. Gegeo, Ting Blahem too, blow this one.
I think it will make a big difference, but then let's not get carried away by the fantasy of online, yeah. I mean, at the USP, I taught online too, yeah. And a lot of our students are Solomon, Cook Island, all of them, yeah, and high tech. I mean, it's intermittent. Sometimes it works, sometimes normal, yeah. Suppose, and also has to do with climate, like suppose him rain too much, all of them, the him, got a cyclone, all of them, big wind, yeah, but way they haven't worked now, yeah. Or sometimes the intermittency of electricity blow you me, or the breakdown, yeah. No money. But having said that, online is very, I mean, cable also is very important. It's one way of reaching beyond the central parts. I mean, it's one major way of decentralizing education at the same time that it's immediate. Also, you can, like you say, kid can just sit down or horseback at all and then type in and listen to a lecture where I would give him the USB or CNU or even maybe a seminar by a member of the Ministry of Education also. But it takes that technology, it takes the infrastructure to make it go, and infrastructure can break down all the way. But I think it's not bad that we're tapping into it. It's very good. We have to do that. And then it also depends on, like, what in the rural areas when kids have their computers for it. I mean, you have to have an access to computer also. Yeah, yeah. Lots of kids are not savvy affording computer. Yeah. So where no one buy a go sit low one for the main classroom low say Gizo or Kirikire or Aoki or also, yeah. Do they go to sit in the main classroom and learn and listen to the lecture? Yeah, that's one way of approaching it. But on the whole, it's very good. I like it. And break down the geographical isolation, yeah, is very good. But we should be mindful of the fact that there's a lot of factors, or Yumilo Hill or Solomon or in the Pacific or anywhere, that can deter or that can stop him something. Yeah. But we need to pursue that and improve on it, which is not easy, I mean, expensive.
And so with him, everything thing where you've been here and come here, when him now you serve get them from Oketaya, you think education also offer important service and cause him everyone lo country finish or no more yet? If you think him that plan the worker him stop yet for doing lo side lo education lo country, how now by you save make sure okata worker save happen? When him now way whereby you save contribute for making worker happen? As him kasem end blo this for the third edition, remember the theme blo you me now hemi, you meet together for a brighter Solomon Islands. Blo this for the theme and more especially education, Dr. Welshman Gegeo say hemi feel positive about future education lo country.
So overall, going forward, where do you see education in the country would be in the next 40 years or so?
Oh, next 40 years, man, am I going to still be around? No. Gee, you, man, you look ahead. That's very good. It's hard to say, but I think if rather than from this moment and projecting into future, I'd rather project to the past. And when you do that, looking back the past and see that we've come this far with the university and then like online also, it will be that way in the future. That's one way to project the future, look at the past and gauge, in other words, gauge our vision. It will be like that, and it will be several times more because technology and everything. Yeah, so I cannot say for certainty that, but we will do more than it will be certainly more than what we've achieved looking back. We do have a very good future, we just need to work towards it. It's there. I mean, I believe in that.
Head Blow Research Department, Blow Solomon Islands National University, Dr. Welshman Gegeo, time contribute come long program. Hem no more long edition for this week. Long next edition blo program, baba yumi look more long transport and infrastructure services long kandere. How now hemi helping people lo kandere and whether kandere hemi fully benefit from all kind of road network, seaports, airports, and plan them all.
If you want them for contribute, come to next edition blog program or share them come ting ting blog you lo next topic of discussion we have now, service delivery, side lo transport and infrastructure, you serve a column program lo 21282 or text come lo 76 and 50. If you lo honiara, you serve a walk-in for interview lo SIBC headquarters, Rove West Honiara. You serve a send him come message to through Facebook, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, and Talem Clear. You want them contribute lo Talem Ting Ting program.
From me, Richard Jordan Bow and Elizabeth Sade, tag you through for Stop Listen Come.
Ting blow me. Ting him best for the MPs.
We fall a huge. What's him out now look for me?
Members of public, you welcome for Talem Ting Ting Lo program. Listen out, Lo weekly series here, Lo 9:30 p.m. Tuesday night and 8:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Here, Lo SIBC, Voice of the Nation.